Sirus Sharon. In his introduction, teaches us one of the most significant rules of Musar, which is that even if we know something cognitively, we are required to reinforce it by repeating it, by internalizing it. Yodata hayom v'ashevos elavavecha. And no one should say that we've heard this before. The person is saying the same thing again. He must be, as the Messias Hashem puts it, a dimwit. My Sichas Musa this evening is precisely in this spirit. In the word spirit, I mean spirit. We're now in Yud Bey's Adar. And Purim is upon us. Everybody knows the Gemara. Chayav Adam L'Vesuvi B'Puria. Ad lo yada. Most of us are familiar with the fact that notwithstanding this Gemara, many of the Gedolei HaPoskim earlier, more recent, and even contemporary times are quite concerned that such behavior can be injurious, both physically and spiritually, can lead to a terrible chilul Hashem, especially when individuals who are known as B'nai Yeshiva, as B'nai Torah, engage in it without proper safeguards and limitations. Number one, the mitzvah, according to all opinions, la'alocha l'maisa, is only by day and not by night. When you see individuals in a state of intoxication on the night of Purim, you begin to say, what happened over here? They heard the word Purim, and they associate it with drinking. So they get drunk the night of Purim. You can't even call that mitzvah above Avera. It's Avera above Avera. No mitzvah. Very serious. Most of the drunkenness that I've seen over the years in Purim is Purim night. Most, not all, most. This is something which is simply has no basis whatsoever. Even when the Shulchan Aruch does quote Chai Vinish Absume Ad Lo Yada, the Ramah jumps and says, no, Yishte Yosem Ilimuda, drink more than normal. Moreover, Abosai, for us, whatever you drink should be more than normal. It's not France. We're not discussing Coca-Cola. There's no reason for any person in this room to touch an alcoholic beverage from Kiddush on Shabbos to Kiddush the next Shabbos. There's no excuse, there's no reason for it. On weekdays, whatever we drink is more than limudah. It says, Ramah v'yoshein, if you're sleeping, by definition, when you're asleep, you don't know anything. So you don't know the difference in Ahar and Baruch Mordechai. The Yeshom concludes the Ramah, Echad amar be v'echad amamit, Uvelvad shechav en libo l'ashamayim. This is a dangerous line. Because it implies that we, you and I, can talk about ourselves that we're marvel l'shem shamayim. I have yet to meet such an individual. Marvel l'shem shamayim. Halavai should be marvel natorah l'shem shamayim. But to marvel drinking and purim l'shem shamayim, I don't know, I haven't seen too many people. And therefore, once again, if it's not the Shem Shemayim, I'll be more technical. If it's now the kavana for a mitzvah, so you could argue mitzvah strikos kavana. So a person who just wants to get drunk, but because it's fun, and he loses some of his inhibitions and he experiences some kind of a high, so it's not a mitzvah. He didn't have kavana for a mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah, as is well known, speaks about this as well. If you get drunk, you're going to miss benching and miss davening. There'll be mezalzel and mitzvah in the tilis yadayim and bracha. You won't daven mincha, you won't daven ma'at. You chas v'shalom to do it. It's a terrible aveira. Shouldn't be holus, shouldn't be shtus. Simcha shotanu shiagia mitocho li'avas Hashem yizbarach v'odo anisim sha'asalon. So you have to drink just enough to give you make a little bit extra zing. You should feel the excitement of the mitzvah. Yes, it's like the Sefer Achinuch writes, if you make kiddush and wine, the wine is ma'orer misamech. That's why the Mefarshim says it's better to make kiddush on wine than on grape juice. Yain yisamach. Okay, one cup of wine. Lemaisa, it seems to me it's a davar pashut, that a person should follow the Ramah. There's the Mishmaros of the Chen Roy Lassos. You fall asleep. And this way, if you fall out, just by sleep. You sleep for 1 minute. You're yotze. In that 1 minute, you don't know between Mahoman and Mordechai. So yotze. The proper anhugger, let's tell you what I do. The proper anhugger is you come out from shul in the morning. You're probably pretty tired because you didn't sleep that much the night before. The guys in this place, Medrash, I'm sure, didn't sleep that much the night before. So they're really tired. You have to get up for minyan, of course. Even the latest minyan I saw, there's something about Zman Krishma there. I saw the sign. I don't know what that means exactly there, that last one. But all right. So you get up for a minyan and make this Zman Krishma, like any other day. And you're tired. So good. Go home, have a little cup of wine for your breakfast, whatever else you eat, and go back to sleep for a little nap before you start with the Seder Hayom, whatever Seder Hayom is. You fall asleep and you're not done. Yes, you have a Sudas Purim in the late afternoon, another cup of wine. The first one could be a Mishnah, the second one could be Simcha. I'm not going into the halachic details right now. Feel very strongly that, you know, yeshivas have their own mesaros. Every yeshiva has its own mesaros. We have many yeshivas with different mesaros. I'm happy to say that in what we call the more yeshiva world, there's been significant improvement in the more serious yeshivas. I repeat, in the more serious yeshivas. Now, the yeshivas are not far from where I live. It used to be very bad. It really got really bad. The Rosh Hashiva said, that's it, no more. He sends his boys home for Purim. They're not there. Not there. I hope that they get home and the parents watch over them. I must say that in the, quote, less serious yeshivas, using these terms just loosely, it's fakir, it got worse. Got worse. Because the world around us got worse. And there's more problems and more tragedies. I'd like to cite for you a source that I very rarely cite. Oh, it's called the Jewish Press. An article written this past week by Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, Choshev Yid, who was first a private practicing in psychology and a rabbi in a major shul in Baltimore, then ran the OU. It's entitled Why I Dread Purim. And the picture has a car accident. It tells you stories, which I read this morning, it shook me up. It shook me up. On Purim, I've been face to face with death, not once, but several times. On Purim, I've witnessed ugly and despicable behavior exhibited by the best and the brightest by young yeshiva students. It was on Purim, long ago, I was called to the hospital to learn of the death in a horrible auto accident of a young man to whom I was particularly close. Another Purim, not long ago, I personally witnessed a car run over a little boy in a parking lot in a famed Torah institution. He didn't die, came close to having his leg amputated. Recent Purim, very recent, counseled an emotionally traumatized Hatzalah ambulance driver, spent the day delivering a number of teenagers to the local hospital, had to break the news of the death of one of them to the boy's parents. Rahmana Litzan! And stop right over here. How can anyone allow this to go on? And if we're not moche, it's just blamed on us. I feel a person achrayus to make a machor. For those who listen to me, if you don't listen, I can't help it. If this machor will save one life, or one leg, or one chilul Hashem, so you heard it again. You heard it before. I heard this. That's why I opened the Mesilas Hasharim. Hear it again. Tell your friends, tell your relatives, tell your neighbors. Young Torah scholars rolling in puddles of their own vomit, totally incoherent, uttering obscenities they were ashamed to pronounce if they were sober. Terrible. Rabbi Weiner quotes himself that he, 10 years ago or so, in the OU, put something out. He circulated it. He received at least twice as many criticisms as expressions of support, exaggerating the situation greatly, or minimizing the injunction to drink on Purim. Moed Rabosai. We are Mishnah Brewin. We follow the Mishnah Brewer by and large. He says, Chayn Roy last night there are more, not to get drunk. Don't be so frum. A decade later, more and more people agree with him. Prestigious Rosh Yeshiva and Rabbanim have lent their signatures to proclamations warning against excessive drinking on Purim Day. Still a problem. Still a problem. Then he goes to the general problem of drinking, which is absolutely true. Absolutely true. One of my chashuv talmid, it was a manal, a big yeshiva, told me, a high school, said, Rebbe, alcohol is the new drugs. Only one difference. Drugs were illegal, it was hard to get. And now alcohol is easy, it's legal. Maybe illegal to put at a certain age, but it's accessible, it's everywhere. And some people tragically start on Purim with some kind of a Shemesh Shul Mitzvah, and then they don't know how to stop. And they get hooked on it, addicted to it. They enjoyed it, they liked it. It's terrible. Unfortunately, it's involved with other, quote, mitzvahs, Kiddush and Shul. You know, in my shul, we still have some alcohol in the Kiddush. I haven't outlawed it yet. Some shuls have. More power to them. I keep a very strong and careful eye on it through my shluchim. And they put it away when there's one particular guy who has a weakness for it. Very serious. Been told about weddings. Just today I spoke to a chassan. Said, I hope there'll be no alcohol at the, I can't help it, the parents want it, It's a big problem. Baruch Hashem and my family, we made chasnas, and all of them, with one exception, there was no liquor. I confess, there was one exception. Tried very hard with the mechutin, and I lost. You can't win them all. And the Mechutin, a wonderful Jew who doesn't drink anything, nothing, zero, said, no. Well, the community I come from, it has to be. Why am I saying, why does it have to be? Where the Rabbanim? I felt so pained that I speak about it so often against, and now I'm going to be, the Rebbe Meg, you know, if you're wearing this, I felt so uncomfortable, aside from the objective, but I couldn't convince the Mechut. I don't know what you do. I lost that one, but that's it. That was only lost once. Who needs this? I remember I was privileged to be in Yerushalayim Sukkos. A year and a half ago, my daughter made a bris the first day Sukkos. I was walking in the streets, right smack in the middle of Shari Chesed. And they asked a certain yeshiva about something. He said, oh, I can't answer, I'm drunk. Wobbling up the streets. What is this? It's terrible. Terrible. Rabbi Ozai, it's in your hands, your collective hands, to do something about it. First, by showing your personal example. And second, you know, pass the word around that there are significant Rabbanim, Rabbi Weiner, certainly a significant Rabbanim in our community who said it straight. You can read it, it's very powerful. I want to conclude, I'd like to end on time, with the last year's message which was sent out over the signature of five members of our yeshiva's administration, Rabbi Blau Shalita, Rabbi Yonah Reese, Rabbi Danny Rapp, Dr. Davis, who's now in Eretz Yisrael, and Dr. Victor Schwartz. I'm just quoting over here. There's no halachic imperative to drunkenness or intoxication on Purim Day. And there is no license to partake of any intoxicating substance on the eve of Purim. Alcohol poisoning and pathological intoxication are common in younger, less experienced drinkers. These are both potentially life-threatening events. As members of the yeshiva community, we present Orthodox Judaism to a larger outside world, and as such should set the right example for the larger community. In addition, it's appropriate at all times to remember that our celebration occurs on the campus of the yeshiva. Be so careful. Rabosai, it's true here in the yeshiva, and it's true when you go to various, we'll call it off-campus, sudos purim, limineh. Here we are reading, it's the official policy of the yeshiva, signed by the menahal of the yeshiva, the mashgiach of the yeshiva, and I've spoken to many rabbis, I've spoken to Rav Shechter Shlit about this, who feels very strongly that this is the way you have to go. Following the Ramah with the Mishnah Brura, v'chein ror lasos. That's what the Mishnah Brura says, v'chein ror lasos. Don't we have a concept of Das Torah? Our yeshiva has a Mesorah. This is the Mesorah of the yeshiva, as articulated by foremost Torah leaders of the yeshiva. And we respect other yeshivas, and there may be different Mesorahs, although we don't like when it's overdone and it could cause a Chilul Hashem. But okay, they think they can control it. Our Mesorah is different. Yes, I know for a fact that they come here Wednesday night and there people rolling around. I have to be mispalo that any of those people are just outside guests from outside the yeshiva or the very least outside the Beis Medrash. But everyone in this Beis Medrash who belongs to this holy room and learns Torah in this holy room and is guided by the leading Torah personalities that grace this room with their presence will understand this is the proper way to go. I was told to speak about Amuna. Oh, that was Amuna said. I'll end with one thing about Amuna. One thing about Amuna. You look at Rav Dessler Sefer, he writes a beautiful and powerful piece that Purim is the Yontif of Amunas Chachamim. Mordechai told him that he had sinned 9 years before, and then he was being, well, you're being intransigent, you're not back down to Haman, you're causing us to sin. Said, that would have been the normal reaction. He said, you're right. And what was their sin 9 years before? Nan and Misudas Shlosha Rosh. I don't think it meant they had potato chips. It was an orgy, it was drinking, and all kinds of terrible things going on there. That's the Megillah starts. Hashtia Kadosh Ein Olam, Chichen Yisad HaMelech. And the Nan and Shlosha Rosh means they went to drink. That's what it means. And they realized 9 years later that was a mistake. Yeah, Amunas Chachamim. Both said we should be Zocher to properly celebrate the Yom Tov of Purim, and the proper celebration will be like Huda Maisa Orav V'Simcha V'Sosam V'Yikar.